views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. I want to say thank you for joining me. I have had a radio show on Transformation Talk Radio Network for the last several months, and I have been so lucky and fortunate to be co-hosting with Dr. Pat Basile herself. So here's the way it went. Every month, it came to be time. I came to my chair. I got myself set. I came, you know, got online, and our wonderful producer, Carter, took care of everything like magic behind the scenes. Dr. Pat took charge, and all I had to do was sit here and, you know, offer my magic in response. It was so much fun. I got such great feedback. What we're doing is so, so important that I decided to continue on with my radio show, but I try to always walk my talk. I did the work, I committed, I focused, I really thought about what I wanted. I broke through my own fear barriers, my terror barriers of doing it by myself. And I said yes when I was offered the opportunity to do one of the shows a month solo. So here I am, my first solo performance on Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am terrified and I am exultant. And that's one of the first things that I want to share with you today on this show. Terror and exalting have the same kind of feeling, don't they? It's like anxiety and excitement. You could either choose to be anxious, you could have anxious feelings, or you can choose to have excited feelings. And so I choose exciting and exaltation, but underneath it's still terrifying. So why do we do this? Why do we face terror? Why do we break through fears? Honestly, this is the basis of my thesis, Discovering You Again. The reason we do this is to give our soul rise. It's to give our soul rise. When we live in fear, when we live in anxiety, when we live in a depressive state, and I want to be clear here, I'm not talking about clinical. I'm not a clinician. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not, you know, a psychiatrist. I'm a regular person. I'm a coach. So I want to make very clear here that when I refer to these words, anxiety or depression, I'm not referring to clinical, okay? So I'm going to park that over there, and I'm going to come back here and say, when we live in an anxious state or a depressive state, what's happening is that our soul is shrinking inside. Our soul kind of shrinks a little bit. When we get yelled at, when we're in conflict, our soul shrinks more. When we hate on ourselves by trying to be perfect or trying to, you know, get it all right all the time, our soul shrinks more. And for us, after decades of that, plus the giving, giving, giving that we do as women, right? The combination of that has our soul just so deep down inside us that she can't really see us anymore. And we can't really feel her. I call the soul the place of your deepest feeling. And so the thesis of discovering you again is to give rise to your soul, i.e. feelings. I went through my own journey. I had to do my own breakthrough on this, on feeling feelings and getting okay with that. If you have been following me, if you follow me on my Facebook Live broadcast, then you know that I have a golden rule. My golden rule is get okay with being okay. Get okay with being okay. That's the place where your soul can go, sort of be like, oh, you mean it's okay to be okay? Like it's okay to feel like this? And she can begin to rise just a little bit. And then if you continue on the path, continue on the journey, she can continue to rise just a little bit more. I was so lucky to find Jen Lederer this year of Jen Lederer Productions. You know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I had Jen as a guest on my last show. It was awesome. It was so much fun. Jen is teaching me about your power place. And I really, really became the student. And that is what I realized. My power place is helping you discover you again, discover your soul again, and let her rise. So I want to ask you, do you get me? Are you with me? Do you understand what it is that I'm talking about? In a radio show, I'm sitting here on this side of the microphone. Now, we are also on Facebook. So, hey, Facebook family on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you're out there. I hope you're watching. And I want to thank you. Me, I'm sitting here. I need to ask you questions. And I hope that you are listening. And I hope that you will consider and contemplate these questions. I hope that you will join me for my radio show with a pen and pad in hand so that you can write down things that come to your mind, write down these questions so that over the next several months together, you can discover you again. Now, the theme of today's show, what is it? It's what's your year end going to look like? Now, if you know me, you know I always talk about, oh, be present. Of course, I used to make fun of that until I learned about the beauty and the blessing of actually being in your present state of mind. So I want to say that, yes, I am talking about looking ahead. That doesn't mean that you deny where you are. We'll talk about that over the next couple of months. But today, I really want to inspire you and motivate you and encourage you to look out. Do you realize that we are ending a decade? How has your decade been? The decade of the teens, how has it been? Mine's been good, but we did have losses. We did have tragedy. We have had fighting, you know? We've had so many blessings as well. So I just decided that I would use this time to encourage you to come to awareness. Become consciously aware of your state of mind, of your state of being. Look out over the next few months. Ask yourself, how will I proceed as we close out a decade? And more importantly, how will I proceed as we open a brand new decade of 2020. I have been thinking about this for a long time. Last fall, okay, so sue me. I still have a little bit of my old type A personality. I'm a planner. I'm a thinker. I plan and I implement. So I've always thought ahead. So last fall, I already started thinking ahead. I already knew like, oh my gosh, January 1st, 2020. It sounds like a television show, 2020. January 1st, 2020 is going to come. Are you ready for it? Am I ready for it? I was sort of ready for it. I was getting ready for it. But I decided to focus even more. And then I learned earlier this year about my power place. that phrase that finally captured exactly what I've been working towards. And so I made further commitments, some business intentions and investments. And one of the things I did was create a course by the same name, Discovering You Again. And so I worked with Pam Sullivan, my partner with Volution Virtual Services, and together she helped me break through a big block that I had had. And we created this course and we launched it in January of 2019. And we've been having it all year long. It's been so fun and great. And I am so excited and thrilled that my guest today, Kelly Walk-Hines, is one of the people who found me and joined my course. So I'll talk about more about that in a second when I introduce her. With the way I was looking ahead and asking myself these questions, I decided to do something about it, to take action. And so we did. So all year long, as I said, I walk my talk. If you follow me online, I have a daily Facebook Live broadcast. Yes, I go live every day at 5 p.m. Hey, Facebook family, to my loyal live advisors. They know me. Sometimes I take a break here and there, but I go live and I do this. I just sit here and talk and share my tools and talk about my stuff. So if I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to do it. And so that's what we're doing here today. I want to invite you to understand the picture behind the scene that you see. You see a scene of a radio show. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's rocking it, a radio show. There's a picture behind the scene that led me here. What is your picture behind the scene of the facade of your front? It's okay. I'm not saying a facade is bad. Sometimes that's needed. But my work, our work together in Discovering You Again is about looking at the picture behind the scene. Okay, so we're going to be taking a short break in a minute. But before we do, I just want to let you know that when we come back, my dear friend Kelly Walk-Hines, who is the author of Memoirs of an Invisible Child, is going to be joining us. Kelly was 3 years old when her mother was murdered in an act of domestic violence. I had no idea about Kelly's past. When I met her, she was this joy-filled, amazing, supportive person for me. When I learned about this, I was like, what's happening here? Somehow she discovered herself again. And that is what we are going to hear about when we come back from break. So we will go to a break and then Kelly will join us and we are going to hear her story. So Carter, take us out.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
We are back with Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. That is moi. Hi, thank you for coming back. I am delighted, honestly, beyond delighted. I feel humbled to have our special guest today. Kelly Walk Hines is the author of Memoirs of an Invisible Child. I met Kelly online in this strange new world that we're in. I don't even remember how I met her, through some group or something, but she found me. She came onto my Facebook Live. She participated. She shared her amazing, joyous energy with me. And then one day I made a comment about being nervous about something, my book launch or something, and she offered to support me. And I had a late night call with Kelly. I don't know, she's in New Jersey or something, and I'm up here. But here she was supporting me. And I felt so lucky. So Kelly, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I feel very blessed to have met you through our travels. I feel like I met you at the right exact time in my life that I needed you.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel the same way. Absolutely. So tell us about your life, your work, your kids, your book, and whatever else you want to share.
Well, I'm approaching my 50th birthday, so that was a good time to meet you, because I need to redefine myself as I find myself an adult parent. I'm an adult parent, but a parent of adult children. My kids are 26 and 21, Samantha and Jeffrey, and they're amazing, wonderful kids. But I find myself with a lot more time than I had as a 10 of, you know, overprotective mom. So it's a good time to redefine what's important to me and what gives me time to work on my book. So it's exciting. When I was 43, I developed transverse myelitis, and I was not able to work as a nurse. I've been a mental health nurse for the last 25 years and been very blessed to do so and to work with children. And then I found myself sick and I was not able to work. So that gave me time to start writing my book and talking about my past. And a lot of times when I meet people, they're surprised to know about my past, because I am a pleasant person and a happy person. But I choose happiness every day. I choose joy every day. I choose to be thankful, because there's a lot of things in life that are stressful. I have stressful things every day that I deal with.
Let me just interrupt you here. Remember before when I said to people, I hope you have a pen and pad? This is one of those times. This is a tweetable moment. Kelly Walk Hines, I choose joy.
I choose
to be happy. Exactly. Please continue.
It's so important, because there's things in life that are hard for everybody. I have a hard story, but so does everybody. My story is no more or less important than anybody's story. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a history. And my goal in life is to show people hope, hope in the darkness. And it's just as simple as, when people are in that dark space, to help people find the strength and the hope to know that out of that dark space, is a whole nother world. And there's a healing that happens and a joy that comes with that healing. And that's what I've really tried to do for the last 25 years. Wow. Growing up the way that I did really caused me to decide as a young adult that I needed to figure out if I wanted to live in that dysfunction or if I wanted to do something different. And I chose every day, and I struggled every day to become a nurse. I put myself through school.
Wow. Let me ask a question here. How does a young adult with that kind of background, which I just want to say, Kelly, can you just right now, please slowly and clearly say the name of your book and tell us where we can find it right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's
called Memoirs of an Invisible Child. It's available on Amazon. I have a blog on Facebook that I'm very active with every day called Hope in the Darkness. Or if you put Memoirs of an Invisible Child, it will also come up with
okay,
that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to really, because this show today is not about your story, Kelly. You know, we're going to be talking more about, you know, what you're doing. That's what I want to be talking about. But I wanted people to read your book so they can read your story.
Yes.
And realize what I want to ask you is, how did a young adult person be able to make a choice like that? A life choice that led to this adult today?
Well, the main thing is my faith. I have a tremendous faith in God, and I feel like hope is an action of faith. And because I have a lot of faith, I have a lot of hope. And hope for a better tomorrow, hope for a happy tomorrow, hope for whatever I'm going through is going to get better. And it's not a just a wishful, like, I hope things get better. No, it's an action plan. I have an action why I'm going to make things better, how I'm going to make things better. And part of the way that I have made things better is to just be happy. I learned, you know, some people question it, but I use humor as a way to get through things. And as a young person, I would just laugh and joke and try to help other people. And part of it, you know, it was a choice. It was an absolute choice to try to do better. And it wasn't always easy. It's not like just a switch, like, oh, I'm going to do better today. Like, I made an effort every single day to do better. And another thing that has helped me is to help other people. I need to help other people. I see kids that are sad and hurting, and I try to be the person that they need me to be, that I needed as a kid. So
here's another tweetable moment. Here's another tweetable moment, another tweetable quote by author Kelly Walk Hines. Be in service to others.
Yes.
It will change your life.
Absolutely. There's a feeling you get when you can help somebody out of the darkness, and it's indescribable. You can't even imagine what that feels like when, because you know that pain that they're going through, you know the hurt that they have, and you want to help them, and you have the tools.
So
I
let
have
me
specific tools to help myself.
So let me, sorry to interrupt you. This is juicy, juicy stuff. Okay. Of course, you know, this is my thing. And of course,
absolutely,
this is what we talk about. We're going to talk about the course later. But for right now, I want to ask you, I have to take a breath because, like, I could talk to you about this for hours. And of course we have. But I want to remember the theme for this show, okay? Because what you're doing is so important, I have to get it out there. So yeah. The theme for our show is, what does the year end look like for you? Now you've helped us to see your journey, where you came from, your strength, your courage, your conviction, your faith. And now, what do you see for yourself and your work when you look out over the rest of this year?
I see a lot of positive things happening. One of the things that my kids and I actually created together is called Hope in the Darkness. It's a domestic violence exhibit, and it is to bring awareness to domestic violence. And it's not only just to domestic violence, but the journey from domestic violence to out of the darkness and into the happiness, to show the other side of healing. that's super important to me is to let people know the healing piece of it. So we created a traveling exhibit where we can actually go to different places, set up the whole exhibit, and it's multi-dimensional, it's interactive, it's, you know.
So let's be clear about this. This is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on my show. The only platform that I have, you know, whoever's out there listening is out there, and that's good enough for me, because the person who is supposed to be hearing this today is hearing this today.
Yeah.
So as a result of your own experience as a young child living in domestic violence, overcoming through faith and service, you wrote this book, you developed an illness through, I've got my eyes closed because I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to see the thread of this. You created this live in multimedia interactive exhibit, which is based on, what is the artwork of this exhibit again? I can't remember.
My daughter actually did it, but it shows one half of it is shows being immersed in domestic violence, and the other half is coming out of domestic violence and finding happiness.
Woohoo!
Yes. And it's so cool because you travel from the beginning, you do an interactive piece where you're letting something go, you follow through, and then you get to the other side. And at the end of the exhibit, you take something positive with you, because I'm all about positivity, positive thinking. Taking ownership of your feelings and not allowing that negative to destroy you, because there are two ways to go. You can let that negativity destroy you, or you can take something and just keep going forward, because bad things happen to everybody. I'm not here to say I'm happy 100% of the time, but I choose to be blessed. I choose to be thankful, and I choose to never give up. And that is really one of my biggest things, is to never give up. No matter how dark it is, there's somebody out there that cares. I care. You care.
Yeah, I care.
I open on my Facebook. I talk to people all the time because I really care about people, and I don't want anybody to ever feel like somebody doesn't care about them, because I do.
Right. Wow, this is amazing. So there's going to be this exhibit. It's going to be in your home state of New Jersey.
Yes.
Information and details will be able to be found on the Hope
blog.
In the Dark on the blog, Hope in the Darkness blog on Facebook. It's an interactive exhibit using artwork from your daughter that tells the story or shows the story of being in the darkness of domestic violence and moving through, landing in the light of being okay, even on the way to joy.
Yes.
I'm repeating this because your mic is not as loud as mine, and this is important stuff. So if anybody's saying to themselves, why is Susan repeating what Kelly just said? My answer is, I need you to know this. That's why I'm repeating it. Okay, so Carter, we're going to go straight through the break here. I thought that this might happen. You know, we have the radio show broken down into segments in the break, and we're going to just continue on with Kelly through the next segment instead of taking a break. Okay, thank you, Carter. Okay, Kelly, so did I get all of that right? Yes or no? Yes?
Yes, you did, and I'm willing to... you know, if somebody wants to message me or get a hold of me, they can also email me at memoirsofanivisiblechild@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. I can go different places. I just want to spread my story of hope anywhere that I can reach people.
So
that's my main goal, is to show hope.
Right. So what you're saying is, by the way, that email was memoirsofaninvisiblechild@gmail.com.
Yes.
And what you're saying is, this is a traveling exhibit.
Yes.
And your intention, this is Susan's translation, your intention is what I think my next big question was for you, which was, have you thought about 2020? Do you know how you will be entering the new decade? And now I'm hearing you say, I intend to get this exhibit on the road. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I have a few more books that I'm putting out. I'm doing an exhibit book that will show my exhibit. That's due out in October of 2019. And so that way people can actually see what I have to offer that I bring to, you know, that I will bring and I will show to different communities.
So let me ask you a question here, Kelly, even though I'm totally off script. I don't care. This is too important. Okay. So as I have written my own books, here's a copy of my second book. Yay. I'm so excited. In fact, I just want to remember to say this. My new book, my second book out, is called Meditations to Ease, Calm, and Inspire, a collection to activate your mind and soul. And if you make a comment on the Facebook page, the first person who comments that who says, I want the meditations book will get it for free. Okay. But anyway, I digress for a second. So Kelly, as I became an author myself, as I have been a writer for quite a while now, I have come into the purview of a lot of writers and people who are like want to write their own books. But I want to ask you my work is to inspire, uplift, and motivate. So you can do that by saying, with your illness, with all your work of that you do, how did you get to this workbook and like finish it? Like it literally, how did you get to it?
You just have to set out, you have to figure out what you want to do and you have to make time for it. You have to, no matter how busy the day is or the week is, you have to put forth that thing and just do it. Just a lot of time. Because a lot of times people just say, I'm going to do this, but they don't have any specific plan for it. And that's one thing that I learned in your class that I took about having intention and not only just saying, I want, I need to do this, I'm going to do this. And making a plan to do it. And that has really helped me come through and finish, because I'm almost finished it. But making that time and not just saying, I would like to do this. You're saying, I am going to do this.
Yes, I'm committing to it. So for people on Facebook can see, I'm holding up the calendar of my year-long online course called Discovering You Again. And the August 26th session says purpose and plan. So Kelly, you're going to have an opportunity this Monday night in class to create a plan for the traveling exhibit. I'm so excited. Yay. That's amazing.
Too. I'm so excited. I feel like all the things that I've been through, all of my work as a mental health nurse has led me to this spot and I'm able to do it. And instead of, I get sad sometimes because of my disease, I'm not able to physically do things I was able to do before, but this gives me a chance to be able to go out and talk to people that I probably wouldn't have had I still been completely
God
well.
Works in mysterious ways.
He does.
We are people, when you're a person of faith, you're like, okay, I'm listening, right?
I have to trust it. And that was a choice too. When I first got sick, I wasn't able to work as at the job that I absolutely loved. I wasn't able to do the things that I was able to do. And I had a decision whether I was just going to crawl up in a corner and give up or I was going to fight. And I came out fighting. I came out, and that's when I came out with a book. I came out with my exhibit. The exhibit literally was just like, this is what I would like to do. And my kids jumped on board. And it's truly a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. And I did it for a whole month last October. And people would come see it. And people would cry and react and feel. And that's what I want to teach people, to feel. It's okay to feel.
Did you hear the first segment when I was talking about your soul and feeling?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I think we clicked, because we both get the same things. We both want the same things. But I think where you help me is where, I would see a goal before and you kind of get overwhelmed and I kind of feel like I'm walking in place, where you have taught me to set the path stones to get to that goal rather than just stand in place. So I appreciate it. And it's funny because I've been a nurse for 25 years. This is what I do. I love this kind of stuff. And you still were able to teach me how to focus and become what I wanted to be.
Oh, I'm so glad. I honestly have chills because that was my commitment, my deep desire. And of course, I used my own tools. I had to do the same thing. I had to decide. I had to commit. I had to focus. I had to work, you know, last fall to put it all together. Every month, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment about the program. But it sounds to me like your participation in the online course, Discovering You Again, has been beneficial to you. So I'm really glad.
Absolutely.
Would you say that knowing that fourth Monday of the month, knowing that it was going to come up, did you feel like that was an accountability? Like, I'm going to have to face Susan. I better
Absolutely.
Think about it.
And I wanted to be able to have something to show you or have something to be right along with the course. And I think that you're very, you know, easy to talk to, easy to listen to. I think you're the things that the homework that you get is stuff that you can do, and it makes you motivated and excited. So yes, I definitely, and even your fives, I try to tune in. And if I can't tune in at five, I watch the replay. You know, I usually interact because I get so excited. Sometimes I over interact because I'm so excited about what you're talking about that I have to like say certain things, but yeah, I definitely find.
No, there's no over interactive when you're coming from a soul place, when you're really, you know, honestly, what you're doing is important. October is Domestic Violence Month, people. And Kelly, you're going to be hearing a lot more about Kelly Walk Hines this October. And I am supporting that. That is why
you're
on my show. This interactive exhibit, it's absolutely going. I honestly, truly, truly feel and know it is going to be transformational. That's what made you a worthy guest for Transformation Talk Radio.
So because much.
That's what we're doing here. We are transforming humans. We are transforming souls. And we do that by us, the radio show hosts, sharing our own authentic journey, bringing on these guests like you who show in real time exactly how it works. So I just really want to say thank you so much. I'm so delighted for you to be here. You know, in the online world, it's a strange existence. You know, it's a strange thing. Kelly and I have never met in person. Look how beautiful she is. We've never met in person, yet I call her my good friend.
I
mentioned earlier, or was that on my Facebook Live or my radio show, my good friend, Lisa Pepper Satkin. She's an executive therapeutic coach out in California. And she helped me with her book, and I helped her, with my book, and I helped her with her book. And yet I've never met her in person. But there are, in fact, some people, when you get to the soul level, when you get, you know, through service to others, through faith, you know, through commitment, through desire, to your soul level, the place of feeling, look at Kelly. What? I mean, come on, people. Why isn't she a robotic humanoid? Like just getting along in life, not feeling, because it hurts too much to feel. It's too hard to feel. God, after what she's been through, I mean, come on, I wouldn't blame her. But look, here you are, Kelly, you know, like transparently revealing and sharing. You know, you could also have done something else, Kelly. I feel like I'm talking too much, but I have a lot to say on this.
I like it. It's okay.
You could have done something else. You could have, what do you call it? Like avoided or denied. So maybe you could be in a more feeling space, but like on a surface level that it never really got down. You spoke of healing. You could be living. You could be engaging. You could be, you know, even loving. But all of that would have been like suppressed over there. But now instead, I'm sure, I imagine you have hard days and these memories
Absolutely.
Come back and you have maybe therapy Awesome. And I don't know what all goes on over there. You're, what did I call it? The picture behind the scene, right? But yet here you are helping us to understand how this, you know, has happened for you. I'm so happy right now, Kelly.
Thank you so much. I am too. I'm happy to be able, I love to be able to hopefully try to inspire people and help people to go on. Because what you were talking about is behind the scenes. A lot of people think, you know, that I'm nice and that maybe deep down I'm really like sad and I'm just trying to put on a good face. But this is really me. I am a happy person because I am thankful for the little things. And a lot of times people lose sight of the importance of, I'm thankful for my two children. If there was nothing else, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for being in a healthy relationship that I never thought that I would be in. I'm thankful for my choices. I'm thankful to be healed enough to be able to make good choices and to love myself enough to be okay with having bad days and appreciating the sunset. And I'm so thankful for the coping skills that I learned. I'm so thankful that people listen and that I can hopefully help people learn coping skills, because it's not easy. It's not always easy. But if you have coping skills and you love yourself, then it's makes it that much easier.
I'm looking at my curriculum. I have self-confidence. I have soul connection. I have listened to yourself. I have passion with the subtitle, It's My Turn Now. We do a lot of loving yourself stuff.
It's in important. The course.
Yeah, because I had to break through that too. Look, I mean, I think we're lucky to live in the age of gratitude. I think that we see so much about it. We read about it. We know about it. I think so many people, it's so mainstream now. So many people do have gratitude practices. But I really would just like to say again to our listeners and viewers today, look at what's happened here. When you get Kelly's book, when you are lucky enough to be in a city where the traveling exhibit is going to be in 2020, maybe that's your city. Maybe you will contact Kelly at memoirsofanninvisiblechild@gmail.com and say, what will it take to bring your traveling exhibit to my city?
And that's all it would take. Just
right. When you do that and meet her and realize how these small, I put it in quotation marks, air quotes, because she said, little things, the transformation that it can provide. I hope that you will leave our show today. We're not done yet. Don't go away yet. I'm not letting you go. Oh, I only have one more minute. Okay. In this segment. So Kelly, let's do it again. How do you want to leave us? What do you want us to know, Kelly? Please tell us.
I want you to never give up. I want you to go on Facebook and sign into my blog and learn a little bit about me and know that, I'm very interactive. You can talk to me. You can find me my book on Amazon, but it's so much more than that. I want to interact. I want to talk. I want to help. So I just want to help people to know that I am out there and I'm willing to do this exhibit and I'm willing to take the time to talk and help people through. So just never give up and always love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, it's easy for people to walk all over you. And that's really the moral of the story. If you love yourself, it's a lot easier to deal with things because things can still go bad, but you can always love yourself.
Okay, I have to cut us off here at the neck. Kelly, I love you. I so appreciate what you're doing. I will be staying tuned to everything that you're doing. And you know, you can always come and promote on my Facebook page as well. So Kelly Walk Hines, bless you for what you are doing about this scourge in our world today. And I want to wish you the very best of luck. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Are you kidding me on that segment with Kelly Walk Hines? If you don't get that book, you are crazy. Even if that particular topic is not your topic, the idea of hope in the darkness is all you need. Okay, so I cannot encourage you strongly enough to get that book, read it, and then give it away. And if you have a platform, if you have a community organization, if you have a synagogue, a church, a mosque, if you have a community center, a senior center, I don't know what, in your living room, I don't care who you are or where you are anywhere in the country, please email Kelly and support her getting this out in 2020 to set up an exhibit. Okay, now, this is my news for today. I am so excited. Honestly, the last thing when we were at break just now, Kelly just said to me, is the only most important thing, nearly, other than my kids and my husband, in the world, which is, she just said to me, you are so authentic. You really show and really, you know, like I said, walk the talk. And so I reveal, why do I share so much? Why do I reveal so much? Because I want to help and inspire you to do whatever it is that you want and to show you that someone who has a radio show, you know, it's not easy. I got all these notes here. I'm trying to make it, bring it all together. It's like, it's not easy. But you know what? How could I not have done that? How could I not have given voice to Kelly Walk Hines? How could I not? How could I not do that with my platform? So what I am doing today for the last few minutes of this show is launching the next session of Discovering You Again. We have learned, Pam Sullivan, my producer, course producer, and I have learned of how powerful it has been. You heard Kelly say that the accountability of knowing that she, when she was going to be coming to class, that she wanted to have something. Now, there was one little piece that she didn't say that I have observed, and that is that Kelly has been an active participant in the chat function of Discovering You Again, the course. And this is one of the most beautiful things about this course that I want to share with you. We've had 22 participants this year, and not all of them have made it to every session. Sometimes we've only had 6 or 8 people who were on. Other people have to watch the recordings sometimes. But there is such a supportive group of women. It's so amazing for me. I'm like standing there talking and teaching and doing my PowerPoint slides, and they're all chatting to each other, saying all this loving, supportive stuff. I'm like, hold on, I want to be in that conversation, but I can't because I'm leading. So we decided to transform the 12-month course into an 8-week course, and we are launching it today on Discovering You Again Radio. The first session will be September 19th. This session of DYA, as we call it, DYA Fall 2019, will be 8 weeks. It will be weekly this time. And we are going to meet on Thursdays at noon. That's 11 Central, it's 10 Mountain, and 9 a.m. for coffee Pacific time. And I looked it up. It's 5 p.m. in London. So I have some peeps in London. My cousin, Michaela Fox, if you're listening, hey. And who else is over there? I can't remember right now. So it's going to be an 8-week course. It's going to be at noon Eastern on Thursdays. This each session in and of itself is a workshop. As you saw, where is it? I have modules, I have workshops, there's topics that are planned, you get them in advance. It is hosted on, the curriculum lives on Thinkific, which is a curriculum platform. And the classes themselves are in Adobe Connect. These are very easy platforms to use and to be able to access the materials. Each week, you will receive information about the upcoming session, some thinking questions. As Kelly mentioned, we have an assignment, so I teach some kind of tool, my own tools, the original tools that I used and then created. I will always attribute if I got information from anyone else. And then you get a little homework assignment. So why are we offering this? Why did we decide to do this weekly? Pam and I have been doing some research, exactly what you're supposed to do, surveys and conversations, and having a lot of other focus group type conversations with women in midlife. And we have found that there is a deep, deep desire for people to kind of, in quotation marks, find themselves. That's why I call it Discovering You Again. When you come to the second half of your life, how old is that? I don't know. But when Kelly said I'm about to be 50, I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that. That's a good one. It's a big marker for a lot of women. But I have a lot of Gen Xers who find me as well, younger Gen Xers. When you come to the second half of life, when you are just like Kelly said, you know, the kids are moving on, or if you don't have children, you've been in your career for so long, you've been a community volunteer in your church or synagogue for so long, that you're looking for some kind of, you know, inspiration for yourself. Like, who am I now? Like, what am I now? Like, what am I going to be now? What is my life going to be like now? Ooh, I'm just hearing it in my own head, this exact conversation that I had. I don't know who it was. Somebody earlier this week. I can't remember who that was. I have so many conversations. This is your opportunity. We have an early bird price that we set at $360 for the entire 8-week course. Oh my gosh, I only have 3 minutes. Okay, I have to talk faster. Today, if you contact me, we are giving a 15% additional discount off the early bird price until Sunday at midnight. So this is why we are offering the course. So you can close out 2019 and open up 2020 in a space of soul connection, in a space where you know yourself and you can feel good about the life that you wake up to each day. So listen, I could go on about this forever because it's so fun and so impactful. I'm on Facebook. You can find me on my personal Facebook page, Susan Axelrod. Look for me. Join me every day for my daily Live at 5 broadcast. My email is susan@confident-life.com. Yeah, I respond to my own emails. You can look me up on my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. You can find me anywhere. Just Google me. I'm all over now because I have a message. The message is this: get soul connected. Discover you again. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. This has been so fun. I want to thank God that my first solo radio show is over. And if you have been listening live, I really want to say thank you. You're on my team. If you are listening to this podcasted episode, I want to say thank you for finding me and stay tuned. Our next show is going to be Friday, September 13th, 9 a.m. Pacific. Take care.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.